Hello, everybody, and my name is Marcy Maglino, and welcome to another episode of Day in the Life of a Life Coach. Today, I'm speaking with Scott, and I'm going to let Scott say his name because he says it so much better than me. I would say in the, you know, the States, we would say Massarelli, but if you speak Italian, you'd say what, Scott?
You'd say Mascarelli.
Mascarelli. Doesn't it sound much better, everybody? Definitely. Okay. So, Scott, I'm delighted to have him. He's Western Virginia located right now, but he goes back and forth between Kuwait, proving that you can coach from anywhere. And he has a very interesting background. So I'm going to turn it over to Scott and ask the first question, Scott. How did you find coaching, or did it find you?
You know, Mercy, coaching, I think, found me, actually. I had hired a coach years ago, and I was always interested in the process, but I never thought about being a coach. Mm. And several years ago, I had gone back to school, went to study psychology. I was always fascinated by human development mm-hmm. and improvement.
Yeah.
When I was working overseas in Kuwait as a general manager, a couple of years into the job, I thought, this is not really what I want to be doing for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. So what next? And I was always asking myself that question, what next? Mm-hmm. And I started looking at going back to school for a master's degree in counseling or therapy, and then I realized, stop. I don't want to listen to problems all day long. So I started thinking, what is it about this job that I really love? And it was the people. Mm-hmm. It was having one-on-one conversations with the employees, group conversations, mm-hmm. really, and not always about work, which was the most interesting thing. And for me, that was just natural. And I started seeing, they all come to me and we talk, and how can I really maximize this? And that's how I started looking into coaching and ultimately found ICA.
Okay. It's interesting, isn't it, that I feel the same way. I didn't want to get into the business of dysfunction. I mean, it's just not my calling, but I definitely love building the potential of people as a manager. So I share that with you. And I think many, many of us do come to coaching. So tell us about, you graduated in 2012 from ICA. You're a board certified coach and submitted your ACC to the International Coach Federation.
Very soon, I hope, yes.
On your way for the credential. Absolutely wonderful, right. Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about how you coach. I know your website's Clear Insights Coaching. And at International Coaching Academy, we talk a little bit about power tools, you know, shifting perspectives, coaching miles, research paper. I'm wondering how those show up in your toolkit today when you coach.
Mm-hmm. So I've always, Clear Insights Coaching is the name of the company, and for my power tool at ICA, I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do. The research paper topic was easy for me,
yeah.
But power tool, I couldn't figure out what to do, and then I started thinking, let me look at possible versus impossible. So exploring possibilities, and that's really my tagline, because if we start to view things as being possible, everything changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, with my coaching model, what I do with clients is a lot of times I want to find out what's important to them, but what do they feel is impossible so we can get that out of the way, mm-hmm. and then what is possible. So we spend a lot of time figuring out who they are as people, what their authentic self is. Mm-hmm. I do an exercise in the beginning, which takes usually the first session, or I'll split it up in the first few sessions, mm-hmm. where I ask them very, non-invasive questions. Questions where they get to think and really explore the answers. Questions such as, who do they admire and why? Mm-hmm. And we come up with 6 or 7 different areas and then create a mind map for them. So this mind map, we can then use it, and I have mine right in front of me here. It's a great reference tool to, as we go through further sessions, there'll always be those times where maybe the person is feeling like they're off track, or something that they wanted to do that we're exploring is not really resonating with them. And so mm-hmm. I like have them refer back to the mind map and see, you know, what's on there
yeah.
that was truly their authentic self. So we start with that. We then explore the possibilities of what's out there, what they can do, so that they can match their true inner authentic self with the external, you know, what it is they're looking to achieve.
Wow, that alignment. I love that power tool. I love it. Absolutely possible versus impossible.
It's really important.
Yeah, it gets you thinking, too, outside of sort of the same old, same old. And that's a lot about what coaching is about, breaking out of those patterns and getting clear insight.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I was thinking, what am I going to call this? found all these different ideas, and I wanted something that, of course, there was a website URL available. That wasn't easy.
No.
That was actually difficult.
Yes.
Without putting, you know, dashes and hyphens and everything else in there. And I was laying in bed one day. You know, they say that sometimes in the first few minutes of your morning as you're waking up, it's kind of a good moment of clarity.
Yeah.
New insights, clear insights. I immediately went online. It's available. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. You know,
that's how it started.
I love hearing that because many of us get caught up in what should I name it. And I love the way you just sort of trusted it and it came to you and it happened. And
it
I think.
Happened. And I said to myself, I'm going to stick with it and go with it and see where it goes. So.
After listening to your power tool, though, and the way you came to coaching, I think it's very reflective of you. So I think you've hit on something. That came from beyond, maybe. I love that morning time of inspiration. All right. So what was your research paper on?
My research paper? I did it on, because I was a general manager and I was working with a multinational workforce over in Kuwait. I was actually the minority. It was a great experience for me to learn about different cultures and personalities of people, how they learn, how they work, how they respond. So I did it on the benefits of managing with a coaching approach and tied in with executive coaching. So the benefits an executive could receive and the company could receive if the person was coached, but also the benefits that the team receives. And I actually used myself as kind of the example in there. Maybe I cheated in that sense, but
no,
because I had this real life experience where I was receiving coaching through ICA, and all of the transformation and growth that happened just by being in class and having peer coaching and all of the wonderful resources that ICA offers us as a student. And, you know, I really became a product, I think, of my coaching. And I started realizing that no wonder things were a little bit different is I was actually managing with a coaching approach. And I found out quickly, it's not the norm.
Yeah. Yeah. When I started coaching, I had a 12-year-old. And I did the same thing. I was like, I wonder how this will work with her. And I'm, you know, this doesn't seem to be working. I wonder if the coach approach might be working. And it becomes part of who you are. You know, it's a skill and you have to learn it in some ways. And it's not always easy, but it does really hold that people are resourceful and can figure out where they need to be, how they need to be accountable, all those management areas that are troublesome. Oh, very, very smart.
And I'll say one thing about that, you know, the employees, they say to me now, we miss you coming in here. And I would always, not all the time, but a lot of times I would say, what's new?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was a way to like, hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? Right.
And I guess they really liked that because it was very maybe inviting for them to just say whatever was on their mind. And like I said, it wasn't always about work, which was really, was, I guess, a big benefit.
Oh, wonderful. So as we come to the close of our day in the life of a life coach and your life, Scott, you know, what's one thing about coaching you'd like to share with the world? I mean, we have an opportunity for those watching. What is it about coaching you'd like to share with the world?
Well, I'll say that as a coach, it is extremely rewarding to partner with people in the positive changes that they're looking to make. It is. And I'm learning all the time, and that's the great thing because I work with people. My clients are all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I host the coaching through Skype and through telephone.
Yeah.
But they're from very diverse backgrounds, and professionally, they're very different, you know, different fields.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great learning experience. And then as far as being coached, I mean, I love it. I'm like this, you know, coaching junkie. I can be coached. It is so much fun because it's such a great opportunity for us to learn what we're truly capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge transformational experience.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great support, you know.
Support, yeah.
I think that people, it's not a crutch. It's like we can always do more with the support of another person. I don't care where you look in life. And it is great to have that. And to be that for others is very rewarding. I can hear that in your voice. All right.
And you know what I read in a book, I'm not even sure where exactly, but it's not, I think it was by Alan Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, that the best of the best receive coaching.
Yeah.
It's not this, you know, thing to correct behavior and remedial. No, it's really, I mean, look at the Olympians, look at the
an athlete,
a musician, anybody who wants to really improve.
Mm-hmm. They have a coach.
coaching, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the way you move yourself from, you know, as somebody once said, good to great.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is
okay. It's been a delight talking to you, Scott. Your website again for everybody?
Is clearinsightscoaching.com.
Okay, great.
And one of my programs that I'm working on doing right now and sharing with people is creating their fulfilling work. Okay. So a lot of times people are, you know, we get stuck in our certain jobs and lines of work, and we're not even sure at the time how we even got there.
Yeah.
Really to kind of bring it back to basics, find out who we are and create our fulfilling work.
All right. We'll check that out on clearinsightscoaching.com. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for being my guest today. And we'll be checking in again. Best of luck on your ACC. And thanks again.
Thank you.